40th Lesson, Literature.
One of the glories of the English language is its vast literature, which spans the centuries and which includes so many influential names that a list would fill up a book twice this length.
Indeed, some of the greatest names in English literature were not British-born, but adopted the language to write.
It is an old chestnut that many of the best English authors were in fact Irish.
Of course, when one speaks of English literature, the first name that springs to mind is that of Shakespeare. And many people, British or not, shudder at the idea of reading such a difficult author.
In fact, Shakespeare is surprisingly easy to read, and in some ways an extremely modern writer.
But literature is not just made up of names from the past. The literary tradition is alive and well, and authors are writing their works in English all over the world.
Why do the British have such a long-standing tradition of writers, while at the same time having a reputation for being reserved and reticent to discuss emotions? That is perhaps the reason.
An English writer of Hungarian origin described how men from different countries declare their love for a woman.
A Frenchman will go down on his knees and say, "Darling, I love you. I want to marry you."
A Russian, too, will go down on his knees and declare, "If you don't marry me, I'll blow my brains out."
Whereas an Englishman, consumed by passion, will say, "I say, why don't we..."
Fortunately, not all English literature is concerned with such matters.
Great writing transforms the minds of readers and leads them to a fuller understanding of humanity, although there are some more cynical observers who suggest that literature used to be an art and finance a profession, whereas today the opposite is very often true. Paperback rights for a popular novelist sell for millions of dollars, and bookstands at airports and stations are crammed with pulp fiction.
However, we would hate you to become like a professor of English who was very erudite, but of whom his students used to say, "He knows everything about literature, except how to enjoy it."
One of the great pleasures of mastering a language is to be able to read writers in the original.
In the next few lessons, we will present you with some examples of the work of two 20th century authors. And we hope you will not only appreciate the extracts, but enjoy reading them, too.
Exercises.
Fill in this form and take it to the cashier.
Let me finish this job, and then I'll help you with your homework.
The hardback edition is too expensive. I'll wait for the paperback version to be published.
Paper is made from wood pulp.
He is a professor at Cambridge, and his son is a primary school teacher.